Hello and welcome. My name is Declan. I'm a librarian with Kilkenny County Council Library Service and I'm based in the Local Studies section. Today we're going to look at some of the other smaller buildings and structures around the Woodstock Estate. The advent of the naturalistic style and garden design in Georgian times saw the advent of Pacific garden buildings. These buildings were specifically designed for aesthetic rather than practical purposes. This was also the era of Romanticism, so the building reflected this ethos. The buildings often fell into two broad groups. Many were influenced by old ideas of Gothic architecture. If estates that already have church or castle ruins, these were constructed and planted usually with ivy. They were usually hidden among trees and carefully framed to give an aspect of rustic decay. Classical architecture and Italian influences were popular with the rise of Romanticism. Thus, various kinds of Greek or Roman temples were constructed. Pillars on their own were also popular. They were usually situated in more prominent positions, but again carefully framed by planting. A third group of buildings fell into none of these patterns. These reflected the eccentricities of either the estate owners or architects. It is to these that the terms follies were usually applied. In Victorian times, building eccentricities, if anything, increased. The growth of empire meant a taste for exotic, often oriental buildings. Buildings now were usually prominently displayed. Various kinds of pleasure, tea and boating houses were popular. Woodstock reflected these changing styles as its gardens evolved. The Ha-Ha. The event of parklands and naturalistic planting in Georgian times meant that clear vistas from state houses were desirable. However, as most estates also played host to large numbers of cattle and horses, a way had to be found to keep grazing animals away from near the planting at the house. Fences were not desirable as they ruined the vista. The Ha-Ha was the solution. It consisted of a ditch, usually grass-covered, sometimes including a facing wall. It was constructed in such a way that any construction was invisible from the house. The ditch and hollow were constructed to be impervious to hoofed animals. Woodstock has two extant Ha-Has. The development of Ha-Has made the development of 18th century parkland landscapes possible. The main gates of the estate. The main gates connected to Inishtig village. They also date from the 18th century. The main gate piers are made of granite with a pedestrian gate at either side. The gate opening is 3.2 metres wide and the piers are 3 metres high. Each pillar is surmounted by a carved wolf's head with a plain collar. The wolf's head is a feature of the Thai family crest. The two main gates also survive. They are 1.7 metres by 2.6 metres in size. The pedestrian gates are 1.8 metres in width and the iron gates still survive. The main gate lodge. The lodge house probably dates from the late 18th century. The building is also faced with granite with a three bay, one story front. The side bays have long rectangular windows. The roof is hipped with narrow eaves. It is roofed with a blue banger slate and crowned with a single chimney stack. The lodge has its own neat garden. Sandford Castle. This folly dates also from the late 18th century. It consists of a fanciful rubble Gothic castle. It is situated on the riverside drive just south of the main domain. The site affords views over the River Nore Valley and the Inishtig Bridge. The Swiss Cottage. This Alpine-style retreat was built in 1804 by Marianne Gahan Tai. The design was by the noted architect Robinson. He had designed the cottage orne in Kilfane, Thomastown, County Kilkenny. The walls were of rubble stone with a deeply steeply pitched thatched roof. The eaves had a substantial overhang. These overhangs were supported by a tree trunk support forming a veranda. A timber balustrade connected these poles. The windows had diamond panes. A bay window overhung the river and waterfall. Sketches of the interior show it had been designed in rustic fashion with a dresser and plates and recessed seating in the bay window. Originally it had its own garden and rockery. The summer house, known as Knox's Bower. The summer house or bower was built in the 1850s. It measured 5 metres by 2.7 metres with a patterned cobble floor. The structure was built with timber poles with a pitched roof. The roof was decorated with a cane set in diagonal patterns. Deer antlers also decorated the roof. The arbour was positioned to give excellent views of Brandon Hill to the east. A near reproduction of the summer house has now been installed. The Red House and Quay. The earliest building on this site may have dated from the early 17th century and had a defensive function. In the 1820s, extensive refurbishment took place, converting it into a house for the holding of picnics and parties by the river. The building is L-shaped, connected by a riverside quay by a collection of terraces. The older building was enhanced with gabling, a front door porch and new windows. A large interior room was used to host parties, the guests often arrived by boat along the River Nore. As the Tye family owned the highly valuable salmon fishing rights on the river, salmon usually featured on the menu. The Dovecot. The round dovecot or pigeon house, although highly ornamental in appearance, also served a practical purpose. The structure provided young pigeons for the table in the winter. It has stone walls with a slated conical roof. Internally accommodates 7 tiers of nest boxes. It can accommodate 586 pigeons. It is believed it dates from the 18th century, though not appearing on maps of the time. It has been now partially restored and is one of the best of its kind in Ireland.